Oh, yes, please.
I want it all.
Queen. That's a jam, by the way, Will Sterrett.
Yeah, no.
Queen is your artist of the day. This is my favorite song. Turn it up, Russ. I'll never forget. Rod, you'll love this. So I take my mom, who took me to go see Queen in 1986, and I take her to go see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I think I told you this story, so forgive me if I bore you. In the movie, they're showing...
Any different than any other day.
Wow. Shots fired, and it's 2:07.
Oh, come on. You teed that one right up. Tell us about your mother in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
I don't feel like it anymore. Listen, naughty people, come gather round. I gotta give me a game plan. Gotta shake it to the ground. Yes.
You were saying?
No, I wasn't saying
no,
anything.
No, tell me about your mother. I love your sweet mother.
So, my mother took me to go see Queen in 1986. You're a jerk. And shut up.
I'm sorry, that was funny.
Okay, it was kind of funny. But my sweet mother, Rod, you know my sweet mom. We're watching the movie, and then there's a part in the movie at the end where it says Live Aid 1985. Well, we went to go see Queen in 1986. And my mother kind of nudges me in the movie, and she goes, when are they going to show the concert that we saw? And I go, Mom, I don't think they are. And she goes, well, we saw Queen. I go, yeah? She goes, aren't they going to show the concert that we saw? And I'm like,
oh, that's sweet.
And my heart broke because it was a huge concert, like 75,000 people.
Right, but it wasn't Live Aid.
And I'm like, Mom.
Just go with it, Scott. Go with it.
It's coming up next, Mom.
You just go with it.
This might be it right here. I don't know.
I think that's you. Did you see that?
Mom, I thought
that was you.
I think I see you and Dad in the back.
Oh, bless her heart.
But she did. She goes, when are they going to show the concert that we saw?
Oh, sweet.
So anyway,
Margaret.
Hey, we've got a really... keyword to cash is grave, G-R-A-V-E. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. Grave. We've got a super busy show today. Tell everybody what's coming up.
So, a few months ago, Scott and I go to meet Mark Alford over at Channel 4 to record this podcast thing.
Right.
Totally fun.
Yep.
We get there. Everyone has this bizarre white as a sheet look on their face at Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on? Mark looks at us when we walk in and he says, a guy just died in the parking lot. And I go, what? And he goes, a man just killed over with a heart attack in our parking lot.
Well, they were having a big Red Friday
event. They had this big Red Friday thing going on. He goes, and so all these people were here. We had like a barbecue truck.
We had a big van thing.
Yeah. Casey Wolf was here. We're all just going, woo, woo. And then a man, these were his words, as I recall, killed over with a heart attack in our parking lot. And he said, I don't know. He goes, like, everyone jumped in. Carrie Stoll started doing CPR. They took him away. But I don't, he goes, I don't know. It doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. And so you could just tell everyone was very affected by seeing something so traumatic. They were asking people to pray for this man. So fast forward to this week, they have the most amazing story. I think it aired last night, about what the bystanders did for an hour, all the way starting at Channel 4.
Carrie Stoll was doing CPR on this guy.
They were there doing their morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie used to be a lifeguard, remembered CPR, jumped in. But here's the deal. It took such a long time for them to mechanically keep this man's heart going. You can't just do it by yourself, Scott. You have to rotate. So Carrie started CPR. Others started to rotate in. They rotate chest compressions for an hour from the time he was at Channel 4 for however long he was there
right.
to the paramedics arriving, to them getting in an ambulance. Everyone is rotating. He gets to the hospital, and apparently they gave him a very slim chance. Like, I think they said less than 5%. They thought this guy was going to make it. So Channel 4 does this
Cut
story
to the lead already.
Overnight. He pulls through.
What?
And I said to her,
he's alive?
He is alive because people not only knew what to do, they did it. They're like, we're doing this. We are going to save this guy.
Huh.
And at 4 o'clock, Carrie's going to join us. We're trying to get Dan to either come with her or call in.
Dan's the guy that she
Dan
saved.
Dan is the man. They are calling him a miracle man. Like, even the cardiologist at wow. the hospital is wow. like, didn't see this with a good outcome,
huh.
had a good outcome. It's so important to talk about it. That's at 4 o'clock. Guess what he was wearing that they cut off his body to save him?
Patrick Mahomes jersey.
A Patrick Mahomes jersey.
I knew it. I knew it.
So apparently, Dan still has the jersey. And I'm like, can we get the man a signed jersey, please?
Mm-hmm.
The cut off signed mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes. We got to
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
Patrick, I know you're busy this week. You got a game Saturday. I get it. It's a very big deal.
Who do we have coming up at 5 o'clock? So, Carrie Stoll, and hopefully Dan's going to join us at 4.
I can't wait.
5 o'clock, we have
Moose Turd Lady.
Yes!
Look, you asked Kansas City. I mean, you asked. I'm only one man.
Wait, you're a man?
I'm only
you
one man.
You walk about 50 yards in any direction, and they take another dump.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
So she's going to join us at 5 o'clock?
We've got Heart Attack Survivor Dan.
This is the greatest show ever.
At 4 o'clock, the Moose Turd Lady is coming on at 5, and she says to me via Facebook.
I saw this.
She says to me, I just need to know, can I say the word beep?
And you said, you cannot.
I said, Moose Turd Lady, we love you. Kansas mm-hmm. City loves you.
We love you.
They love your turds.
Yep.
They love your wares.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City will buy those turds. Mm-hmm. But you cannot say the S word on the Dana and Parks program.
You cannot. We won't allow it.
You're probably still going to be sitting with a finger on the button, aren't you?
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I...
So, Moose Turd Lady's going to join us at 5.
I want her to describe the clock again. Yeah, we just put those turds right there in between the numbers.
You got one turdy, you got two turdy, you got three turdy.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. Will Starrett, this is Thursday of your last week.
It is.
We promised a jam or no jam today, but we've obviously got the 4 and the 5 o'clock hour booked.
Yeah, you do.
So we're going to do jam or no jam at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Now.
That'll work.
Now.
Yes.
Have we...
Either that or we can roll it over tomorrow, whichever you prefer.
No, we're going to do it today.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
We got a busy show. We're good. Have we talked at all today, you and me?
No.
Prior to coming on the air?
Mm-mm.
Other than me maybe saying, hey, Will...
No, there's not been any substantive conversation.
Right. So here's what I want to do. I just want to give everybody a preview. If you're new to the program, if you haven't heard the show, maybe you've never heard Jam or No Jam, you have no idea what it is. I'm going to do, Rod and I are going to do a real quick impromptu 2 or 3 song Jam or No Jam with you right now.
Okay.
Do you know this is coming?
No.
Did we tell you that this was going to happen?
No.
Okay. I'm going to play a song.
Should I put my hat over my eyes? For added effect?
I think you should.
Okay.
You want to go, go
blindfolded?
Blindfolded? What's a bird?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to bird box.
He's going
it.
All bird box.
Oh, you're going to go bird box. Okay.
I'm bird boxing right now.
Okay. Are you ready?
Ready as I'm going to get.
You can't see anything?
I can't see a thing.
It doesn't matter if you can or not. Here we go. You get 0.3 seconds. We'll do plenty more at 3 o'clock. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. 0.3 seconds.
I think that's, Always from Atlantic Star, which is a jam.
All right, I think Rod's got one for you here. Rod, you get him 0.3 seconds and go.
Oh, too easy. Every Woman in the World by Air Supply, which is a gem.
Everything good, everything fine, that's what you are. So put your hand in mine, and together we'll climb as high as the highest.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do you one more.
Okay.
And then we'll do the rest at 3 o'clock. This is just impromptu, just kind of give people an idea of what's coming up at 3 o'clock.
Kind of get things moving, if you will.
Just kind of.
This is the Metamucil.
Kind of wet the palate.
Of the show.
Kind of wet the palate.
Metamucil, there's something.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Sure.
0.3 seconds.
Oh, this is it from Kenny Loggins is a jam.
I'm going to miss you like crazy when you're gone.
Thank you.
And
also I'll come by. A jam.
Yeah.
That's a jam. Rod's got one more for you.
Okay. Dan Hill, Sometimes When We Touch. We've been over this. It's not really a jam. Seems surprised. He's got some real jams, like real jams. That's just not it. It's good, but it's not a jam.
Well, we've got to end with a jam.
We have to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here we go, real quick. You ready?
Sure.
Because we're running out of time. Here it goes. 0.3 seconds. That must be-
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Ooh. That was a tight one.
That was. I'm going to need a little more.
You need a little bit more.
Need a little more.
I'm going to give you 0.3 seconds.
Okay. Oh, Waiting for a Star to Fall from Boy Meets Girl. You know that's a jam.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I love it. You know that's a jam.
Keyword to cash is grave. G-R-A-V-E. 4 o'clock. Carrie Stoll from Fox 4. We're hoping to get Dan in here.
Dan is in and will be here at 4 o'clock.
Can't wait
and
to meet
I
him.
Said, please bring your cut up Patrick Mahomes jersey. We have got
to get him
with
a new one.
Somebody with the Chiefs organization to get that thing signed.
5 o'clock is Moose Turd Lady. We're going to get to everybody this afternoon. We'll do jam or no jam at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. And you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, fine. Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
All right, here's what
Rod and I are huge fans of this band. It's OK Go. If you've never heard of them, check them out. You'll love them.
Writing
hangs on the wall. Oh, I love this part right here, Rod. Please. Seems like forever since we had a good day. A story out of California where two roommates are at loggerheads with each other over a lottery ticket. Dana has more information on this.
Any guesses over the lottery ticket in question?
It's worth $1 million, by the way.
You are a dude rooming with another dude. There is a dispute over a lottery ticket. It is not $1 million.
Was it $10 million?
It is
That's right.
$1 million. And you might be thinking, how does this affect me? Here's our question for you. What is the dirtiest thing you have ever done to your roommate or had a roommate do to you?
Do you got one?
Because this story is unforgivable. The roommate comes home, Scott, and he thinks he has like a $10,000 winner. He doesn't realize it's a $10 million winner, okay? The dirty dog roommate goes to the same gas station, buys a similar ticket. The ticket looks the same.
Yeah, he did something funny here.
And swaps out the ticket. Takes the winning ticket and goes and pretends it's his ticket. I want my $10 million. Okay, here you go. The poor roommate goes back the next day with his fake swapped out ticket. Says, I have a winner here. I have a winner here.
And no,
the clerk scans it and says,
it's not a winner.
This isn't worth anything. I think maybe it was won like $2 or something. The whole thing unravels. The dirty dog roommate has been arrested and charged.
With what? Theft?
Well, that's kind of my question.
It's on my property.
If you don't sign the back of that ticket, Rodney, I don't know the answer to that. He has been arrested.
Prove the roommate bought the winning ticket.
Well, then surveillance is going to come into play.
Really? Does surveillance get right in on the ticket?
I don't know.
He brought in a ticket that was not a winner.
Well,
I went and bought a ticket, and it's a winner. I don't think the cameras at the convenience stores are that accurate and clear.
He has been arrested on charges of grand theft.
576-7798.
You would just die. This is why you sign your ticket.
What's the worst thing that you ever did to your roommate? Will?
I didn't really do anything that was that bad.
You?
I think I was a pretty good roommate, too.
I had a roommate that had sex a lot.
Ew.
Like, in the room right next door. It was kind of annoying.
I had a roommate in college who proceeded to do that on the lower bunk, and I was on the top bunk.
Oh!
Oh, come on!
Oh, yeah. I got one.
Was a regular occurrence, too.
Oh.
I'd rather someone swipe my $10 million.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
The vice president speaks up on the border. More next.
Hey, head on into Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Speaking of extra cash, if you're looking for extra cash, if you have any old estate jewelry, any loose diamonds or rubies or other fine stones, head into Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. They will look at those and they will buy your old, used, unused estate jewelry from you. Our daughter-in-law actually went in last weekend with her husband. She had a bunch of loose diamonds from an old ring that her mom had given her. Ring wasn't really her. She said, can you take this and put this into something I will wear? And they are making a beautiful diamond ring for her to wear on her right hand to celebrate the birth of their first child. So they're super excited about that. If you want something personal to you, not some cookie cutter ring that you buy in a big box store or strip mall, the kind of ring that you see on every woman's hand all over town, that's not what you're going to get at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. They they will design something specific and personal to you. They will sell it directly to you. There is no middleman. In most cases, the price will be about half or better. Give Scott and Steve a call by private appointment only. 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
232, I'm Will Sterrett. Vice President Mike Pence says the president has, quote, made no decision about declaring a national emergency to build a border wall with Mexico. But he adds, quote, the president's going to get this done one way or another, end quote. Pence called on Democrats to negotiate an end to the shutdown, which is now in its 20th day. The president and Democrats are at an impasse over wall funding. Roughly 420,000 federal workers were deemed essential and are working unpaid, unable to take any sick days or vacation. An additional 380,000 are staying home without pay. A KU running back has been granted diversion in a domestic battery case. If Puka Williams successfully completes diversion, the domestic battery charge will be kept off his record. An affidavit claims Williams punched an 18-year-old in the stomach and grabbed her by the throat last month. The affidavit says the woman had texts from Williams admitted to punching her, and a police officer found bruises on that woman. Williams reportedly told police he pushed the woman when he saw her in a room with another man. KCK police say a car chase ended in a crash, ended with a rollover around 7th and Parallel Parkway last night. Occupants of the vehicle arrested at gunpoint. Police say it's possible they were involved in that burglary where firearms were taken last week from Cabela's and KCK. No reports of injuries, no other details in the case just yet. Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:33.
Hey, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, when it comes time to get your car fixed, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They're the best. How do you know, Scott? I know because Dale's a personal friend. I've been out there many times. I've watched his crews at work, and they are the best. They've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, you name it. And the work at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's the number, in case you ever need it, God forbid, 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
We have a storm system heading our way, and we have some wintry weather in the forecast. Right now, we're looking at the best chance for accumulating snowfall coming in Friday night and into parts of our Saturday. Right now, a general 1 to 3 inches of snow through Friday night and maybe another inch on Saturday. We are tracking this storm closely as we could have some travel impacts. Fair weather for the rest of today and tonight. Our high low 40s, overnight low 32. Little drizzle or snow forming early Friday, switch to rain by the afternoon. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
39 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Sterrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Bullet Boys. Mean green.
Mean green.
Oh, love. Your final. Almost makes me sad.
Almost.
Your final jam or no jam with Will Sterrett coming your way at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
He'll be back.
Tom in Kansas City. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
Well, welcome. What do you want to say about this lottery ticket debacle in California?
Okay, this is not the worst thing I have done to my roommate, but I have a solution for your quandary.
Okay.
The cameras ought to be good enough to do a little bit of facial recognition, and the lottery tickets would have a timestamp on them. So you should be able to identify it that way.
But if they bought, here's the issue. Scott buys a scratcher offer ticket on Monday. I go in and buy the exact same scratcher offer ticket on Tuesday, the same type and brand, if that makes sense. They would be able to tell that Scott bought one and I bought one. They would not be able to tell which ticket was which on which day.
No, because the timestamp would be on the ticket, is what he said.
Not on a scratch off. ticket.
Okay, now on the scratch off, those tickets are numbered, so they should be in numerical order.
Okay. They're numbered. I didn't know that.
So you would see which one was sold first.
So here's what they're doing with the money. The California lottery says, number one, they've never seen anything like this. With someone going to the lengths.
And it was $10
million. It was a $10 million ticket with someone going to the lengths to steal a ticket, swap it out, and try to scam his roommate out of this $10 million. Lotto officials say that they are working diligently to verify the identity of the winner, and they will pay the claimant the $10 million prize when that investigation is complete.
Let's go to Steve in Mission. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, you know, I mean, that is pretty bad. I mean, I think the more funny stories are the subtle things that people do. I mean, I had kind of a nerdy roommate in college. We had a bunch of guys work at a print shop second shift, and this guy had a habit of banging on the, you know, those people who bang on the door, you know, on the window when we were watching the basketball game, you know, whenever we were watching the NBA playoffs, like the Lakers or Oklahoma City. So this guy got so bad, he would bang on the door, the window every time we were having a few beers. We would just start to, after the game was over, we would wait like an hour, you know, for the press conferences and all the analysis. And then we would just switch on lesbian porn on Skinamax about 2 or 3 in the morning. I tell you what, it works like an absolute charm. I mean, uh-huh. We've done this with multiple people who are sort of, you know, not like socially adjusted, you know. But yeah. Man, it gets the message like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it literally breaks their will. It breaks their spirit. You know, like the two lesbians on Skinamax at 3:30.
Yes, I have the visual, Steve. Yes.
Well, no, I'm saying if anybody has a problem with a roommate, that's exactly how you deal with it. Just turn up the volume enough, just so that it's not a noise complaint. Mm-hmm. And the guy had to get we got into his head so bad he had to buy like noise canceling headphones because he never knew when the lesbian.
Okay.
All right. Are we having a contest?
Not really, how many times you can say skin?
To how many times lesbian? You can say lesbian porn? I mean, come on, man! We had a roommate. Lord. I'll never forget. I can even tell you the address. 501 Colorado.
Okay.
It was just west of the yacht club. And this was right after I graduated college. Had a nice little apartment. I got it for a steal. And now I know why. 3-bedroom apartment at 501 Colorado.
Okay.
And the roommate, we were on the first floor. And our roommates above were a little bit younger. That's okay. I had to get up at 4:00 every morning to drive down to KOFO in Ottawa. And so usually around 9-10 o'clock at night, I'm ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were ready to party every night and rock and roll all day.
Yep.
And I would hit the broomstick up on the ceiling. Like, you know,
did the broomstick on the ceiling.
I did the old broomstick on the ceiling. Come on, man. They would never. And we would occasionally go upstairs and go, guys, I got to get up at 4:00 in the morning. Right. Can we just dial it down just a little bit? F you, blah, blah, blah.
Why do you hate
blah.
Fun?
Well, I'm just a fun hater, I guess. It got to the point, and I could never figure this out, Dana. I swear to God. They would throw raw hamburger meat.
Gross!
From their balcony onto our patio.
Which attracts flies.
And other animals.
And smells horrible.
Right. But that's what they would do. When we would hit with the broom on the ceiling, they would get like raw hamburger meat, ball it up, and then throw it onto our patio.
Well, and it also sticks.
Right.
That's disgusting.
That's what they did. And they were jerks.
Do you know how they arrested this guy? I love this. Do you know how they arrested the guy in California who stole the winning ticket?
With handcuffs?
No. They said to him, this is how they always get him. We have your check. We have your winnings. You just have to come get it.
The old
come and get your winnings scam.
Yeah.
And that guy, like, flies to honey. Walked into the lottery office. He's like, where's my big check?
AJ in Westport, what's up?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Parks. Love you on the show.
God bless you, brother.
I think that I was going to say there's a glimmer of hope for the rifle winner because the guy was arrested, and then I just heard you say how they entrapped him, so good for their ingenuity. But this guy who did this should do just as much jail time as anyone who stole $1 million from the bank. Or a woman who has a $10 million rock on her finger. It's the same thing. The ticket was worth $10 million. He should do hard, hard jail time because it's the same thing.
Like crushing rocks, hard jail time?
Well, I mean, let's say a lady has a $10 million ring with a huge diamond, and it's worth $10 million. This ticket was worth $10 million.
Yeah.
And he's been charged with grand theft, you said, Dana.
Yeah, but grand theft, and I understand what you're saying, AJ, he's not going to do a substantial amount of time for this. It's going to be theft over, any theft over $500 is a felony, right, Scott?
Yes.
The lottery office investigates any ticket over $600. I didn't know that, just FYI. If it's over 600, they make sure they double verify. What he stole, here's the slight distinction.
Maybe he misplaced his and picked up the wrong ticket.
Right, the old I misplaced my losing ticket and accidentally picked up your $10 million ticket. Here's the slight distinction. The dirty dog of a roommate thought the ticket was worth $10,000. He thought he was stealing $10,000 because the actual winner came home and told his roommates, oh, my God, I just won $10,000. Check out this ticket. So gotcha. He thought he was stealing $10,000.
And his defense attorney will argue that, probably.
Correct. His defense attorney will say, hey, you can't charge him for stealing $10 million. He only meant to steal $10,000.
Wow.
It's a good argument.
Well, hopefully we'll get a judge that can maneuver their way around that.
Let me jump in here for a second, AJ and Dana, and you guys weigh in, of course. The roommate that we don't know who this person is.
The winner.
Had a $10 million lottery ticket, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Roommate realizes this, goes out a week later, if I understand the story correctly, and buys another lottery ticket that he knows is a turd, correct?
Correct.
Switches out the losing lottery ticket for the $10 million lottery ticket purchased a week before,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, you are right.
I'm on the right track?
You got it.
Okay. How dumb do you have to be that you're holding a $10 million winner
yeah.
for a week and you just leave it laying around the house?
Well,
that
yes.
is in a safety deposit box
yes.
where I'm straight to the lottery office. The roommate deserves to have $10 million stolen from
him. Well, two things.
Because he's a moron.
The roommate thought the ticket was worth $10,000.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's $10,000 or $10
million. I know.
You take that to the bank and you put it in a safety deposit box.
At the very least, you sign it. You got to sign it. The minute you even think, if I thought it was worth $10, I'd probably sign it. What if you're wrong?
That's true.
The roommate is a moron and deserves to have his money taken from him.
I can't go that far. Because women keep their purse open in their shopping carts all the time. Do they deserve to have their wallet stolen?
Really? You're comparing the two?
Going to Walmart and buying a big screen TV?
You're comparing a $10 million lottery ticket to a woman leaving her purse open?
I'm comparing the, I don't want to say naivete, but the trusting that you just assume no one's going to steal your stuff. This is my roommate. He's not going to steal my ticket. This is my roommate.
Love many, trust few.
I wouldn't trust my own mother with a $10 million lottery
Amen
ticket.
Amen to that. Amen to
that. St. Margaret, you're out.
Jonathan in the Northland. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Doing well, man. Thanks.
Okay, so like you're saying, well, how can you prove who bought what ticket? Like Dana, I think Dana was asking that.
Yeah.
Maybe Scott was asking it. Okay. I'm pretty sure that every single game of chance you ever play, there is a number on the ticket that that's on no other ticket. Like, not just the number, like the winning numbers, but there's a validation number. There's a bunch of numbers on it, like a credit card or a gift card. There's tons of numbers. And I bet you on the receipt, it'll say what ticket number was sold on that transaction. And most receipts will have a time of transaction at the cash register.
Yeah.
So then you can say, okay, who bought this ticket number, which is the winning ticket, at this time, go to the surveillance camera and see who bought it.
Yes, but.
And then if they use the credit card, it'll have the person's name. Then you have no argument whatsoever. You
yes, but.
You can't say, well, it's bad camera footage. No, that's their credit card.
Jonathan, a couple things. If you think for one red hot second this happened at a Quick Trip with ultra fabulous CIA agent type surveillance, you are mistaken. This is one of those tiny, not Circle K, but what's even smaller and older than a Circle K?
7-Eleven.
Worse than that. This is a very small grocery slash like a Linwood superfood on Linwood Boulevard.
But what I'm saying is the number on the ticket, like every vendor that participates in a game of chance, they have to, I bet you as part of the requirement to participate and be a vendor of lottery tickets, you have to record on your point of sale equipment the ticket number that was sold, because otherwise people could pull fraud all day long, and you know they would. And so they probably say, if you want to sell lottery tickets legally in this state, you have to go through these, you know, these hoops, including a validation numbering system.
Yeah.
So otherwise people would cheat all day long.
Yeah.
All right. Jonathan, you're in, man. Hey, thank you. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to do our final jam or no jam with Will Sterrett. 4 o'clock, Kerry Stoll from Fox 4 joining us in studio with the man whose life she saved in the parking lot of Fox 4. At 5 o'clock, we will speak. It's probably our favorite interview of the year already. We will speak with the moose turd lady from Maine.
She might have a name. We don't know.
But we're going to call her the Moose Turd Lady.
We call her the Moose Turd Lady, and so will you.
We got a busy show this afternoon. Love for you to join us. Jam or no jam coming your way right after 3 o'clock. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, if you have ever even thought about getting a generator to provide electricity to your home when a storm rolls through and everyone else's power's out, do it now. CM Moz, for a limited time, is still offering that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. This is a real value at more than $700. You know, Generac is the kind of generator we have here at Entercom to keep all of the radio stations in the group on the air if a storm rolls through and knocks power out. It actually happened once last year. There was a little blip, and everyone continued on the way we were because the generator kicked in. If you have a home business office, someone in the home with special medical needs, you know that power is very important to keep those things maintained. Heck, on a much lesser scale, think about your sump pump. You don't want that knocking out. Call my guys at CM Moz & Son. If you've ever even thought about getting a generator, now is the time to do it. 816-781-4707. 816-781-4707 or cmmozandson.com.
Queen. They are your artist of the day. Yes. Telephone number here is 576-7798. From the text line, stealing is stealing. Give him the needle.
Oh, please.
From the text line, Scott, blaming the victim? Really? Listen. I'm not saying that he was wearing his skirt too high. I'm not saying that he was asking to be you know what. I'm saying if you have a $10 million lottery ticket and you know that you do, you have an obligation, especially if you have a roommate that looked like this cat, to maybe, I don't know, sorry if I sound a little crazy to you, put it in a lockbox. Let me ask you a question. If you were let's say a multimillionaire, would you leave $10 million sitting in your drawer with a roommate in the building? Think about it like that. I have $10 million. Am I going to put it in my underpants drawer and just assume that I can trust my roommate? What's the difference? You have a piece of paper about this size that's worth $10 million. That piece of paper alone is worth $10 million. It's like a $10 million check. It's like a $10 million paycheck. Are you just going to leave it laying around like you would $10 million in your underpants drawer? Chances are the answer to that is no. So, yes, in this case, I am going to blame the victim, 2030, because the victim is a moron. And if you leave $10 million laying out, cry me a river when somebody takes it. Cry me a river, because you're an idiot.
I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Regarding this individual on the text line who says stealing is stealing, give him the needle. Is that the most petty crime for which the death penalty has been suggested on this program?
No. People say a law's a law.
Okay.
Well, I've never subscribed to that theory.
Yeah, this is just the first time I've ever seen capital punishment suggested for something that far down the criminal totem pole, as it were.
It's a little far down. I'll give you that. It's a little far down.
I just didn't know if that was where it began or not.
Let's do the keyword to cash. It is science, science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, science. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. National contest. Message and data rates may apply. Are you ready for our final jam or no jam?
Bring it.
Have I told you any of the songs you're about to get?
Not even close.
How many?
Zero.
Okay. Jam or no jam for the final time with Will Starrett coming up next. Let's get to the newsroom.
On the border, pushing for the wall. More next.
Hey, it is a gorgeous sunny day in Kansas City. A little chilly, but still sunny. And if you're wondering, will Dana's folks at Seal Wants KC come out and still do the work in the winter? Absolutely they will. They will clean and seal and permanently protect your deck, your driveway, your patio, your privacy fence. And when it's really cold and the snow's flying like it might hit us on Friday, they will come inside your house and clean and seal your garage floor or your stained and cracked basement floor. Here's why that's important. I've always said if you have teenagers, pets, or allergies, do not put carpet in your basement. We hosted a bunch of 12-year-olds on New Year's Eve, and they spilled blue Fanta soda all over the floor. I didn't even blink. We have that permanent polymer decorative coating down on that basement floor. It looks amazing. Looks like leather. And you just take a rag and clean up whatever you need to clean up. I actually laughed. I said, can you imagine if we had carpet down here? We don't worry about it. And if you have a busy household like we do, it is the best thing to put on your floor. Plus, everyone that comes over to your house will go, where did you get that floor? It looks great. 816-942-3927 is the number to call. 816-942-3927. Go to sealoncekc.com. Seal it and forget it today.